Okay, we're ready, Angie. Go ahead.
Well, good morning, everybody. This morning I'd like to give you a little bit of information about our London theatres, because I'm sure you'll be visiting a couple of them while you're on your trip. London theatres have existed for over a century, while some of them were even established before this. Replete with history, each theatre in London's theatre district, the West End, has a special story to tell. Known as Theatreland because of the presence of over 40 theatres, this performing arts hub is also an upmarket and elite area where some of the most famous actors and businessmen rub shoulders. If you are a die-hard theatre fan, then a visit to London Theatres District is a must. Theatres have always been a balm for Londoners, since time immemorial theatres proved to be the single most important source of entertainment and enjoyment for a city that was overcrowded, rapidly changing and losing its culture. Every day on the streets of London, people stood by and cheered as thieves were beaten or two individuals fought for no reason, because people simply took whatever entertainment they could find, wherever they could find it. But today, the audience is thankfully more civilized, and today London theatres are more than just the venue of a show penned by a famous playwright. Today these theatres are wonderful lessons in history, changing times, and a testament to the growth in dramatics around the world. Okay. So this morning I'm going to go ahead and introduce independent executive senior national sales director Sonia Paez. She came to the United States at the age of 17 after leaving El Salvador to be united with her family in New York. After years of struggle and overcoming the language barrier, it led to two jobs at a chiropractor's office as a secretary, at an auto body shop. But it was at the auto body shop where she least imagined to find her destiny. The morning I treasured in my heart was when a lady bought her pink Cadillac for repairs and she invited me to a weekly unit meeting, Sonia says. Sonia started her Mary Kay career on July 1989. She has won the state contest for the largest increase in unit production in Florida in 1999. Sonia has appeared 10 times in the unit circle, including once in the prestigious circle of achievements of $500,000. Also, she has qualified for 4 director trips, including 2 prestige trips. She has appeared within the top 10 directors of her seminar 2 times and took her unit to the Circle of Excellence of $1 million. Sonia debuted as a national sales director out of the Gloria Castino area in 2000. Her largest monthly check has been more than $70,000. She is a multimillionaire with more than $5 million in commissions. Sonia has reached Diamond Circle status twice. Her highest category in the 400,000 has also been part of the exclusive Inner Circle 5 times. Sonia is so proud of her nationals, and she has many of them. Motivational books fill her with inspiration, and she says her greatest asset is her determination. How did this insecure girl become a woman full of confidence? Sonia explains, "For me, the priorities God first, family second, and career third, were exactly my beliefs from the beginning. I shared all the opportunity from my heart, and I focus on the future of all the women's lives I have touched." Please welcome Sonia Paez.
Sonia, we can't hear you. Hit *6.
Hello, can you hear me now?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. And what an honor to be sharing with you a little bit of my 25-year experience. But what I want to share with you this morning, and I'm so sorry that my accent and I got kind of sick, my throat is hurting a little bit, but I'll do my best to share with you. And if you are in this conference call, it's just because you're ready to be the next top director to travel to London. I can't wait to be there and to share with all of you. And when I go back and I think of myself after listening to that introduction, make me think, wow, you must be thinking, if Sonia did it, I can do it too. So I just want to share a little bit about how I started the business and the 4 steps that I think I know for sure that it's going to make a difference for you to make it to this top director trip and be in London in learning and sharing. And not only that, when you get to that level, when you're a top director trip, you're not only going to be reaching your goal, you're going to be developing yourself, but you're going to be helping other women to reach their goals. And you could be not only developing a business, but developing the future areas. So I just want to go a little bit the way I started and what I have learned in this 25 years. And I always said my first years in this business, the first thing I was learning, it was about myself. I didn't know who I was. I didn't know what I wanted. I didn't know what I had in my hands. So when I started the business, all I saw, it was this consultant, this director who was driving a pink Cadillac. And she really modeled what I wanted to be, what I wanted to have. She modeled, she was driving a pink Cadillac. She looked so confident on herself that I said, I wanted what she had. So I didn't know I was looking for something new. I had two jobs that I was working very hard. I was searching for something new. And she asked me one question, and it was, how do you see yourself in 5 years? I was only 22 years old, and I really, that question really woke me up, and I was like, wow, I'm 22. What's going to happen to me when I'm 27? Where am I going? What do I want? So first thing that I learned, it was that you have to know where you are and where you want to be, where you want to be in 5 years. So as a director right now, you're thinking what you want to do this year. You want to be a top director. You want to be a trip winner. You want to be, and that's powerful, but I want you to stretch yourself and start thinking in 5 years where you want to be. So the next thing I want to share with you is that I started the business. I had no idea how to sell. I never liked people. I didn't like sales. I didn't know what I wanted. So basically, this career gave me the opportunity to find myself. So that was the first thing I learned. What do you have to do when you're a new consultant? What are consultants looking for? And this is what happened to me. When I went to leadership and I became a director, my beginning was not really easy. It took me 6 months to really understand the business. So the second thing that I understand is that you need to teach what the company is. You need to know what the products are. You need to teach your consultants what are they need. And I remember that after our leadership, when I was a director, I came back asking myself, what is it that my unit need to know? If I was a brand new consultant, what would I need to know? That's when Sonia Pies created the new consultant orientation, the new workshop that I need all my new consultants to go to, that I needed to learn how to become a leader. So I created my diamond classes. And then from there, that's when my growth came. So I just want to go back a little bit of my I story. So like I said, for 6 months, I didn't do much. I was a consultant that I went to the meeting every day, every Monday, without selling, without sharing the opportunity, without doing much, just getting there for 6 months until somebody came to the meeting and fired everybody up because she came and she recruited five new consultants. And I was sitting for 6 months and I was like, something wrong with me? What's going on here? But then my director brought me to meet Barbara Sundin, the national sales director. I did not know who she was. All I knew is that I needed to qualify to be in her space. I went to meet her, and I don't remember anything that she said, only two things that she really said that make the difference in my life. One, she said that she was making $20,000 in a month 25 years ago, and that she bought a BMW for her husband as a gift for her birthday. And I was like, I like that. So what do I have to do? My director gave me the formula that I needed to do 3 plus 3 plus 3. 3 classes per week, 3 interviews per week, and $300 per week on sales. And that's it. I guess something switching there. So I believe that you always have lessons to learn, but you always have turning points. And to me, that was my turning points after 6 months. Then I went and I started holding my classes, and that made the difference. And that's what brought me to become a sales director. When I became a sales director, I was so analytic. So you're going to find that there are women there who have very different personalities. So I learned about personalities. I realized that everyone needs to know who your unit is. Usually you attack people just like you, but if you're a leader who want to grow to become a top producer, you have to learn to attract different personalities. I learned that there are dominated people, there are influential people, there are stable, there are analytics. So we have all different personalities, and I went to learn about it. I went to learn the things that I needed to learn, and I became a director, and then I moved to Florida. I used to live in New York, and when I moved, that's when I realized I needed to be strong, and I moved. I went a step back, and then I started searching what do I needed to get my people that they needed to know, and that's when I created my systems. So that's when I created the four steps that I'm going to show you, I'm going to talk to you about. Number one, if you want to be a top director, number one, you need to have a structure. The structure is basically the blueprint of your goal. What is it that you want to reach? We know for sure you want to be a top director. You want to be in that London trip. If in order to do that, you need to know what you have and what you need to have. To me, that's the structure. The structure is going to give me the numbers. It's going to give me what I have so far. What are my skills right now? What is it that I need to develop? What are my strengths and what are my weaknesses? Do I have to do it myself? Do I have to pay somebody else to help me out? The numbers is really what it counts. And in order to do a top director trip, and I just want to tell you a little bit how I started, because I had a unit that it was 100 members in my unit. And in order to become a director, a top director, I needed to increase my numbers to 150. I wasn't really good at developing a lot of people by then because I was just developing sales consultants, whoever wanted to sell. So I wasn't really developing leaders. So that's when I realized that those years, I only was working to develop production. So I went back and I started looking at my numbers, how many I had. I had 100 consultants in my unit who really only produced like $10,000, $10,000, $15,000. To do an increase to go to 27 per month or to increase a 20% monthly was going to be a big stretch. So I realized that I was not doing enough interviews. I realized that I needed to bring more, a double of what I had. So in order to increase my numbers, I needed to do more personal work. I needed to develop my leaders. So the first thing you have to know is your structure. How many you have in your unit right now? How many you need? In my case, I realized that I needed 150. In your case, you might need less. You might need more. It's really up to your numbers. The company has in my reports, a report that is giving you what is the average that you have. I always went back and see what I did the month before, the year before, in order to understand my structure. What is it that I need to work on? The numbers. What are the numbers? So let's say you're going to have 150 and you only have 100. You need to increase basically 50 new team members. But we know that only a third of a third of a third works. So if you have an average of 10 new consultants in your unit, you might only, a third of them is going to be producing, or it's going to understand the business, or it's going to go through the process faster. So you're going to have to see, to increase those numbers, you might going to be able to share the opportunity with more. So having the structure is the number. Understanding how many more I have to do, how many more classes, how many more interviews, how many more new team members, how many qualify orders, how many star consultants, how many profit levels I need. So you, it's knowing the structure is what you have and what you need. So to me, it was understanding you don't just make it to a top director trip just knowing that it's there or automatically it's going to happen. That's not going to happen. The structure is the materials that I need to build this this foundation for this business. So that's what you're doing. So that's why becoming a top director has to do with what you have and what you want to have, what you have and what you need to add to make it happen. So knowing the numbers. So after the conference, I will recommend you to get to see what your numbers are. And from there, we're going to start working. Who am I going to be moving? It's two ways to really develop this business. One is to see your new people. We always hear from everybody teaching us, all the top directors, all the nationals, Mary Kay herself, that only 45% is new people, and that's where you need your time with the new consultants. Then you need another 45% of your time with the leaders. Who are the leaders that you're developing? And the other 10% of your time, it goes with the unit. So spending or putting your time, investing your time with the right people is going to get you to do the best. That's why knowing the structure is going to get the best of you. How do you get the best of you? Knowing how many new people you need, and how many new consultants in your unit, and how many leaders you're going to develop. So now you know exactly the structure. You're going to go and see how is that going to happen. So then I'm going to talk to you about the second step, which is the systems. The system is very important, having the systems in place. I remember hearing from Linda Tupin talking about the systems in place. I was, what are the systems? The systems is what you have created. The systems is what maintain what you have. So if you know your numbers, now we got to keep those moving up. You got to keep rolling up. You got to keep them in that momentum to create a momentum. New people create the momentum. The leaders create the movement. So it's two different things that you have to work as a director. And some of the new people, if I don't have enough new consultants, I'm going to have to go out there and make it happen myself. And that's when it comes to systems. What do I have to do? Who's going to help me to make this happen? What am I going to delegate? How many people I need? And I remember meeting one of my friends when I was a brand new consultant, a brand new director. She's saying, you know what? She asked me, how many hours you work your business? And I was like, I didn't know how to answer because I really didn't have a routine. I just did whenever I had an appointment run out. But she said to me, and I asked, I was smarter when I said, how about you? And she said to me, I work 100 hours at my business, and that's what I'm doing, $800,000 a year. And I say, okay, how do you work 100 hours? Explain to me, how does that work? And she said to me, I work 40 hours. I have an assistant who works another 40 hours, and I have my husband who helped me another 20 hours. That's how I become an 800,000 club, and that's how I have a unit that produces that amount because I'm basically paying an assistant a 10% of my salary, but she works basically the things that I don't have to do. I only do the things that I do. So I was learning, I was having a lesson to my friend that you cannot do everything. You know, if you're doing all the paperwork and if you're doing the appointments, if you're doing things, that's the assistant who does those things. And you are the one creating activities that produce money. That's what is very important, that you are the mastermind. You are the one who creates the structure. You are the one who creates the plan, but you're the one who put in action the plan. And all the extra things is somebody else doing it for you. So you are the one who are the one who are in contact with people. That's why the 45% of your time, of your 40 hours, is with the new consultant, and 45% of your time is with the leaders, for the future leaders you're developing. But having the systems in place is having your assistant helping you. What do you have for the new consultants? You have the 24-hour orientation. You have basically everything step by step what to do. The new consultant got to have the new consultant orientation. What is the workshop? Where does she learn? How does she do the power star, the perfect star, to have the inventory, to have the first team member? So basically, exactly that in the system. You have to find out as a new consultant, what is it that the new consultant need to know? So it's very important for you to see what are the systems in place, the follow-up. The follow-up is very important in this business, and that's part of the system. If you don't follow up on time, I was just in a retreat with my nationals, and my national was saying, Diana Polanco, which is one of my powerful nationals, she was saying, if it wasn't because I got my orientation in 24 hours, maybe you will lose a national because my husband was not agreeing with me. But the new consultant orientation was done for me and my husband. So that changed everything because it was done at the right time with the right people, with the right person next to me. So it's very important that system is to know what is to, that you need to be done on time at the right time so things would make would keep moving forward. So systems is knowing how to work with your leaders, how you develop the leaders. I love At a Glance because it gives you the little dolls where it says how many senior consultants you have, how many red jackets you have, how many team leaders you have, how many DHUs. To me, a unit that is going to produce at least $300,000 a year, it has 10 seniors. So if you want to do a top director trip, you have to do at least 20 seniors. If you want to do a top director trip, you need at least 10 red jackets. You need at least 5 on target for the car and at least 2 DIQs. That's going to be not only a healthy unit, but it's going to be a powerful unit, an excellent unit who's going to take you to be in a top director trip. So you're going to be celebrating having a perfect unit. To me, that's the unit that you are developing them. How do you do that? That's part of the system, knowing how many new consultants are there. If they go and they work to become senior consultants in the first month, you know what? You're always going to have new blood coming to your unit. So it's very important that you really understand that your new consultants are ready to learn, but it's up to you. If your systems are in place, they're going to keep moving. How do you do to develop red jackets? You have to sell that position. The company is really promoting the red jacket. You need to be the one running with that promotion. You need to be setting up our unit. It's going to do 20 red jackets. We want to work to develop that. And in case you don't feel like you are and you're not developing enough leaders, maybe you need to go read about leadership. You need to prepare yourself. If it's something that is a weakness and you need to work on, that's part of the system that you have to learn. So it's very important for you to be prepared to move the map, the career path. How do you do that? Selling the position. You have to sell the position of a senior consultant, the position of a red jacket, the position to earn the career card. Oh, my gosh, it's so excited to know that they can have that opportunity. And I have a lot of consultants who maybe they had a very nice car that they don't really need a car from the company. But guess what? The achievement, the power of achieving something that you allowing them to be winners, to feel powerful. So as soon as they have the first team member, they have the first victory, and they start seeing themselves as somebody who can do great things. The power of them to reach those goals are very important. So the way that you sell the position, the way that you create a system for the new consultants, how to do the first class. So all the steps, it's your, to me, that was my job to have ready that system in place in order for them to grow. And then... how do you sell the position to become a director? You know, you always got to be selling. The directors are the best sellers of the position because you're there. Sometimes we don't like to talk about how much, about what we enjoy. You have to, in order to develop directors, you have to create a story that is powerful. Your story is a powerful story, and your story is the one that sells the most. So it's very important that you say why you enjoy being a director. What are the things that you have had since you became a director? The personal growth that you had, the way that you're helping others, the way, so you really have a lot on you to sell. And sometimes we're not developing us in directors just because we are not talking about it. So I want you to create a story, a real story, a real life story that you can tell them how you got the opportunity. Like Cindy was talking at the beginning, I never knew the power of me starting this business when I was 22. And I got an opportunity to buy my home before having my kids. When I had my son, I planned that. I don't want to have a baby until I have my home. That was my goal. At 24 years old, I already owned my own home. And not many girls at that age were having their own home. Then I had my son. Then I wanted my kids to go to a Christian private school all their life, and that's what they did. And then everything that I had planned, I worked for it. So your life, your career is giving you the freedom to really set a life not only for your family, for my parents. I help my parents, and I feel like that's something that I can do. Not all my brothers and sisters cannot do that, but I can do it. I can be one that I can be the right hand of my pastor and help him out and do the things that nobody else can, because Mary Kay is giving me the opportunity to do that. And I didn't do it just when I was in the top. I did it from the beginning because I did my best in everything I did. So I want you to see having the systems in place is going to give you the opportunity to spend time with your husband, with your kids, with God, and you're going to have everything in place so that way you can enjoy this business. You don't enjoy it just when you're at the top. You enjoy it from the beginning because it's a journey that you're going through. So I want you to really create that system thinking whatever I'm doing is creating a bright future for somebody else, not only here, but then you can be going global like I had. I was sharing now that I was in the NSC Summit, how I had my four of my directors from Brazil that are here with me sharing right now. I'm in Universal Studios taking them here, and they're enjoying the moment, and they're seeing that it was worth whatever they did. So they learned the same thing. So like I said, the first thing I talked to you going back, it was the structure. The second thing you learned, and I was sharing with you, is the system. So create the system. You don't have to do it all. Especially if you're doing it all, you might not be successful at all in anything because you're doing a little bit of everything and you're not good at all. So make sure that you delegate as much as you can and do what you best call for and you best to be a director and to develop new consultants and to develop. And how do you do that in the systems? How do you have follow up to your new consultant for her to book her bookings and hold 5 classes? How do you create a good foundation that she is not going to quit because you created the system for her to grow? And number 3 is basically the strategy. What is the strategy that you need for this business in order for you to reach your goal? What's the strategy? It's not the same strategy in New York City that it is in Florida, in Miami, Florida, or in West Palm Beach, or in Alabama. Every city is a different strategy. That's why you have to figure out what is it that you have to do to make it work. So make sure that you know your strategy. Don't try to copy anybody else. It's good to hear ideas, but your strategy is yours. God is going to reveal you what's yours. God is going to give you what's going to work. So I always say we get together to get inspired, to get ideas, but then you bend your knees and you pray to God, and he's going to reveal you what the design that he has for you, the ideas that he has for you, what is going to work for you. And we have that blessing to know that we're not alone here, that it's God who has called us. That we are here just reaching a purpose of God, not mine, not yours. It's God. And when you're enjoying that trip in London, you're going to be saying to yourself, my gosh, I can't believe I developed all this. And thank you, Lord, because I can enjoy. Your trip is going to be the result of your rewards, of the efforts that you did. And you're going to be so satisfied that I remember my first top director trip was to Paris. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my God. That trip, when I went there, you know, and it's funny because I moved to Florida. When I moved to Florida from New York, I got here into Florida and nothing worked. Nothing was working. It was like, oh, my gosh, I will talk to people. Nobody wanted to book. Nobody wanted to recruit. Nobody wanted nothing. And I was like, oh, Lord, I mean, are you sure you want me here? You want me to go back to New York? And I remember that I used to sing a song that God brought me here to to conquer. I came to conquer, and I'm going to make this work. And I remember I used to go to church and cry out to God, and you brought me here. You better figure out how you're going to get me out of this. And I remember that God really answered me, because maybe I had a bad attitude. Maybe I had I was mad because things were not working out. And instead of asking why you brought me here, God was telling me, ask me, how can I do it? So I want you to really, really create the strategy based in what God has for you in your city, because he already has the call. He already got the people, the consultants, the directors who he assigned to you. So just ask him. He will really direct you where you need to be. So the strategy is very important, that you have your own strategy. And guess what? When I moved to Florida, I got pregnant. With my son, I planned everything that I wanted to do, and it worked really good. But guess what? When I moved to Florida, one of those fights that we had with my husband, my daughter was born, and it was in the worst situation. But I know that it was a blessing for God, because in October, after moving to Florida 6 months later, a year and a half later, I was doing my first production of $40,000, and I was like, I just had my baby in October 21st. And in October 31st, 10 days later, I was closing my highest production with $40,000 with this system that I'm giving you right now. So I can tell you that works, because that's what I did. So I changed my attitude. I started seeing all the blessings that I had. And guess what? I started working, because the last step and the number four is the action. Nothing works just with thoughts. We have done great things, and I've done great things. And so many times the actions that we do are not the action, productive action. So it's very important that the time that we use it basically where we're going to see results. So you got to see, when you're not seeing results, it's because you put in your time in the wrong place. So make sure that your action has to do holding your own classes, skincare classes. The action got to be holding your own interviews, and then helping your unit to grow. So that's the way that really, really, really this business works. And I'm telling you, when you're there, I remember my husband went with me, and when I saw the sign, a new top director coming, I was like, oh my God, I'm here with the top directors. And somebody said to me, and you are one of them now. Oh, that was so amazing. It was so powerful. And I was thanking God. But guess what? My husband, when he got to enjoy that trip, he was like, he was so proud. You can see in his face, like, honey, I haven't helped you at all. What can I do to help you? What can I do? I want to be part of this. So he didn't want to be just part of the success of the reward. He wanted to be part of. So when he was 38, he could quit and work with me. He's a realtor, but at the same time, he does it just now just to invest. But now he's working. We have worked for the last 15 years. We work together. We have grown our kids. Our kids now are 22 years old and 19 years old, and we have done a life together just because I make the decision. And over here, it's not your husband, it's not your assistant, it's not your people who make the decision. It's you. By you being in this conference, you really have taken the best step, because from now on, you can make a big difference in your life, because when you reach to the top, it's the person that you're going to become in the way. You're going to find out that God really, really selected you for a big purpose. And I know for sure that I'm going to be there to celebrate you. And I know that you're going to be traveling that London, and you're going to be able to enjoy, and you're going to be enjoying with the top producer and helping this company take the next legacy. You know, it's so powerful when you think about the next generation. What I was thinking, I've been 25 years in this business, and I love this company, and I give thanks to God for everything he has given me, the opportunities to enjoy this life that I had. But the most amazing thing is when you can share and you can pass it on. You can pass it on. When you pass it on, guess what happened? It's a reproduction of yourself. It's the epitome of this business. So I want you to think of the women that through your goal, you are helping others to reach their goals. And when you take them to the top with you, there's no other satisfaction bigger or more or better than getting you people at the top. So So thank you so much for allowing me, and I know for sure this is going to make a difference in your life, because when I plant a seed, I see the results, and I know I'm going to see it in you. God bless you.
Tanya.
Yes.
This is Cindy. You hear me?
Yes, Cindy.
Girl, that was amazing. Awesome. So step by step, one, you know, structure, system, strategy, and then the POW of action, the POW, P-O-W, the POW of action and personal work. I want to paint a picture just and get your feedback on this. So you said 45% of your time spent with new people, 45% spent with the few, the emerging leaders, the people you want to move up, 10% with the rest of your unit. Well, what about if there's a director on this call and she doesn't have any new people? And she doesn't have any people that appear to be emerging leaders. And she feels like, yeah, I'm in the suit, I'm a director, but I don't have any of these things. What would your best advice be to her?
Well, I love it, because when I moved to Florida, I wanted to find people who were ready. And in order to find good people, you have to go out there and make it happen. And I remember I went and I bought my inventory again, and I started from scratch, like a brand new consultant. I said, I want to prove to myself that this works. So I went and I hold my 10 classes. And I do believe that a director who doesn't have the people, or maybe you have them but you don't see them, but if you feel like you don't have them, I guess all you need is the power, empower yourself. Sometimes we're so good at empowering somebody else, but when you really empower yourself, you have the power. You have the power in you. And we're the best consultants, we're the best recruiters. And to me, like last month, my unit, when I said I'm going to have 10 new Osprey directors, I've been for a year, and I haven't worked for a year. And we did in a circle like that, and can tell you that when you build something, things happen automatically after you have created a good foundation. But I went and I started again, and I go and I got a gold medal. I went to visit customers that I had. I went to do, it's not the position, it's who you are. That's why, but I want you to be proud of who you are. If you're a director, you have the suit. I mean, you can sell it. You can sell the product. You have the power to sell the career. You have to sell the position. You have so much, because the uniform gives you more power than anybody else, as long as you create your story. Because I want you to, I believe that people are not going to buy the product, but they're buying you. You are the brand. That's what is very important, that you are the brand. It's who you believe you are. And number one, you're so blessed to have the opportunity. And when you start adding up all the blessings that you have by being a director, and you sell that, you will go out there, but you don't hold classes to go look for sales. You go to hold classes to go look for your leaders. And I always said consultants recruit consultants, directors recruit directors, and national recruit national. So you put that suit and you're going to go out there and you're going to go hold that class where you're going to do 3 closings, where you're going to close the sale, you're going to close the booking for the next class, and you're going to close the team member. And you're always going to say at the beginning, I'm here holding this class, I'm a sales director, and I'm searching for my next leaders. I'm a talent search. I'm looking for my next leaders in my next directors. I'm selling my position. And you never know that you're going to be ready to find your next leaders in the business.
That's right. And I've always said that I know that someone in my unit, as a consultant in my unit, is ready to move up, and will be moving up when 2 things happen. When I see her booking parties to find her next team member, and she has stopped praying for a sign.
Yes.
Continually asking God, is this really what I'm supposed to be doing? But then when we become directors, when I see my directors booking parties themselves to find their next offspring, to find their next leader, because it's so true what you just said, that consultants will recruit consultants and directors will recruit directors and nationals recruit nationals. And if you want to be a national sales director for sure, and you have that calling on your life, you want to be out there finding your next offspring.
Yes.
Because water seeks its own level. Well, I know we have other national sales directors that are on the line that would like to speak up at this time. You just have to *6 to unmute yourself. Remember that.
Hey, Sonia, it's Kathy Helu.
Hi, Kathy.
And hi, Cindy. It was good to spend time with the two of you last week.
Yes.
It was just a privilege and an honor. I just love you guys. I love being in your space. And Sonia, my gosh, I loved your, I love the way Cindy just pulled it together. I love your four, you know, points of strategy. And I'm so thankful that Cindy asked you that one question, because what always impressed me is when you shared with us at a National Sales Director Summit that you ordered a new starter kit, that you ordered your own inventory, and you went out and held classes because you knew you were in a place where you were stuck, but you were not too big in your position as a national sales director to go back into the field and start again. And I'll never forget that story, and I'm so grateful that you shared that, because I wanted you to share that. I want people to know that, you know, we are never too big to go back and do the things that built our areas, built our ability to empower other people. And you are so smart, Sonia. You are so business savvy. You are such an amazing woman, and I can't even believe what you'll do in the next, whatever you have left, 20 years as a national sales director. You, I can just see you just being at the very top of the Inner Circle scoreboard, because you are smart and you are hardworking and you love Jesus. And I'm telling you, that's a pretty powerful combination, and I'm so proud to serve alongside of you as an Inner Circle National Sales Director. Thank you for empowering me today and taking the time to plan right after the NSD Summit. You're amazing, my friend, and I love you.
Thank you so much, Kath. Thank you so much.
I'm always afraid, Sonia, that people are talking and they think they're heard and they're not. If you're talking, you have to hit star six, unmute yourself.
This is Kim Walker.
There you are, Kim Walker. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Oh, my gosh, Sonia. You know I love you. I stalk you. You probably don't even know it. But I'm so proud of you, mainly because you really do balance so much. And your personal relationship with the Lord and how you exemplify that in your success is just awesome. It really, really is. And so I thank you also, because you really do share. You know, you're always so open and sharing and giving and just, I mean, full circle in your intelligence, as Kathy said, your full circle in your example, your lifestyle, and it really is awesome. You are absolutely classy, sharp, all of that. And I just appreciate all that you do. And this it really has been enlightening, because, you know, I know both of us started the business very young. It's been 25 years for me as well. And, you know, you just kind of, you know, of course, mine was in reverse. Now I've got young kids trying to figure that out. But it's all good, because I have you to look to as an example. And just thank you so much for blessing us. But you are so very smart. And I just hope that the directors listening in, you know, one of the things, Cindy, that I, again, we talked a little bit about, you know, strategy to go forward. But, Cindy, you from your heart and your discernment and your connection and hearing from God pertaining to these calls, who should teach, I mean, I really feel that you are so on it. And you're just lining them up so time appropriate, you know, and so just keep doing what you're doing, and we pray for you as well. And, you know, in spite of what other things we have going on, and that's what the directors need to know. None of us stop living life to achieve our goals and our dreams. Life is still going on. We just don't focus on it. And as Sonia shared, when the systems are in place, then we're freer to handle those life circumstances. So much for your lesson, and I
this career can give you that freedom. Sonia, you are, I know you are more than a senior national. How many offspring nationals do you have?
We have a 6 and out family, 4 direct to me.
4 direct to you. And Diana, yes. Polanco is one of those. Is that correct?
Diana Polanco is the first one, then Mayuli Rolo. Then we are 4, yes.
Yeah, 4.
4 and 6. 2 are seniors.
Wow. Wow, that is just, I mean, and so what does that feel like? What does that feel like to look at that?
You know, it's
getting goosebumps.
You know, I always share this, because when I went to a conference, a Christian conference, I was in Panama with my pastor, and I heard the phrase, success without a successor is a failure. And I remember in that conference from my church that we went, at night I was praying, and it was like God woke me up like in the middle of the night, and I could see like I was seeing that, oh my gosh, I've been a national for 10 years and I don't even have a national. If God will take me right now, this is going to stop here. So it was something, I believe that it was every turning point in my life, I do believe that is God who has given me. He come to me, and I believe that. I believe that I'm not moving just because I want something. I'm moving because I'm obeying, and sometimes I don't want to do it. I just feel like, oh, I want to. But I do believe that when God will give you, when he selects you, he will provide with whatever you need. And, you know, I'm so a believer of that. And I remember coming back to my workshop with my directors in my area. And I said, you know, I got this in my heart, and this happened to me. And I just shared with them. And I remember Diana came to me, and she said, Sonia, before that, look what happened. I didn't even see it. But in Inner Circle, Diana Polanco, I brought her to Inner Circle. That's why the National Huna Inner Circle, I want you to know that this is something. And Cindy, you know, you have your call. You know that. Mm-hmm. So, but I can tell you that I went with my 5 Austin directors. And all of those who were there, 4 of them are nationals. I mean, five of them are nationals because they were in the Inner Circle. Because my sister nationals, Inner Circles, were the one who sold the dream to them. And I remember Diana Polanco saying to me in the first Inner Circle, you know, only Lisa Matson and you are not seniors, Sonia. All the Inner Circles are seniors. And I want to be yours. I want to be your director so you can be senior national, so you can be senior. And guess what? I was not ready. Look what happened. You can have the best leaders coming to you, but you might not be ready for them. And she was telling me that. That was in April. But I needed to go all the way in November to Panama to this conference where God spoke to me. And I heard that phrase, and it came to my heart. And I came, and I said it in front of everyone in my area. You know, a success without a successor is a failure. And Diana came to me and said it one more time. Sonia, I'm going to make you a senior national. Leave me. Give me the steps what to do. And I remember that I listened to her, and she said, you know, I told you in April, I guess I wasn't ready. But she really was ready for me since then. So I can tell you that there are people out there, there are consultants, there are directors who want to be part of your goal. And I had no idea that God prepares the ones who are going to be leading with you and keeping this legacy.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Success without a successor is a failure. That's profound. It really is.
Yeah.
It is. And what you mentioned, the Inner Circle Weekend, I don't know that all the directors on the line know what that is, but it's a weekend where all the Inner Circle Nationals and their top 5 directors from each national
mm-hmm.
media
mm-hmm.
and have a retreat together. And that's
yes,
where
yes.
the light bulb went on for Diana. And Diana, doesn't she still hold the record as having become a national the fastest of anyone?
No, Diana doesn't. Her daughter, national, who broke the record in 2 years, 5 months, she's the one holding the record. Diana did it in 2 years, 11 months. And Diana's Osprey National did it in 2 years, 5 months.
Wow. That's, wow.
Yes.
That's a lot of faces, and that's a lot of interviews. That is.
Yes, yes.
Are there
and
any
she said,
I'm sorry,
hmm?
Go ahead.
Yeah,
go
no,
ahead.
She said that she did it in less time, but it was more profound. It was she did it, you know, she did it faster, but she did it, she worked more, you know, like what you take more time. You waste more time. It's not that you need more time. You need you stay focused in a goal. You finish faster. So that's very important.
It is. It is. Just we do waste a lot of time if we just think about it. Are there any other nationals that'd like to speak up? Don't want anybody to miss out. Well, Sonia, it's funny that Kim Walker spoke up. I shared with Sonia that Kim and I were sitting beside each other at the national trip to Maui this past May, and you were on that stage with all the Inner Circle Nationals, and I nudged Kim, and I know she remembers this. Said, that's Sonia, and we really barely knew each other, and I said, she's got the eye of the tiger, and I had no idea why I was even saying that. Have you ever just said something and it just like came up out of your belly and it just was there and you thought, what does that mean? So I Googled it. what does that mean, the eye of the tiger? And then I shared this with someone later. It's a person when they have the eye of the tiger, they are focused on winning, and they have clear intensity of focus with achievement and purpose. And they're not distracted by anything. They have conviction. They have belief and willpower, along with the ability to do everything that they need to do to make it happen. And you do it with such balance, as Kathy and Kim both said. You do it with such balance of keeping God first and family second and career third. And so I hope everyone that listened to your call today, Sonia, took great notes and going to put them into shoe leather and walk it out. And, you know, you shared with us this past week at NSD Summit, she has earned over $5 million in commissions, and she's been with Mary Kay 20 years, is that right, Sonia?
25 years,
and she's made three of those $5 million in the last 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right? Did I say that right?
Yes.
Talk about momentum. Talk about momentum. And you said something about momentum. You said new people create momentum and emerging leaders create movement. But before even that, you have to be on a mission. Before you can have momentum and movement, you guys, you have to be on a mission. And just like when she shared with us that her mission became to have a successor. You know, that is the greatest evidence that you are a leader is when you have followers, when you have someone that's also stepped up. And so I hope you guys have a blessed week. Thank you, Sonia, so much for today, for this awesome message. And you did great. Your voice held out wonderfully. I pray for you divine and swift healing in Jesus' name and a great time with your directors. What a great time.
I receive it. Thank you so much. And thank you, Kim. You know you're going to be there too. Bless you. Bye-bye.
Bless you. Bye-bye.